Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Becca Tobin, Kelty Knight, and Jack Vanek. Thanks so much for subscribing on iTunes. And thank you for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you for free every week.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the lady gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The lady gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the lady gang. I am Becca Tobin, actress and blogger. Across from me is Kelty Knight, entertainment journalist. To my right, Jack Vanek, clothing designer of Jack Vanek. Hi, guys.
Ugh. Hello, I just had a good stretch.
You did.
I'm ready.
You're ready?
Yes.
Are you ready for some...
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
Okay, who wants to kick us off?
I'm going to kick us off.
Jesus. Okay.
No, and I'm only because I really need to talk about it.
Okay, let's hear it.
My television show got canceled today.
Oh.
I mean, I'm sorry. Do I win all the good week, bad weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
So this is how they did it. So we literally get an email at 8:50 a.m. And it says, everyone in the building, meet on the stage at 9 a.m. Important meeting. And I was I looked at my makeup artist. So I was like, oh, we're getting canceled. So we all go out into the meeting and they basically say the show was not picked up. You will be done in September. So then I kept it together and then I had to go on stage and be like... Is Charlie Sheen coming back to TV? all happy. And I was my eyes are dead. I'm all crying. So I went to the voiceover room and I was like, I can hold it together. I got to do my voiceovers. And then I just sat on the chair and had a big cry. And then I went to my office and had a more of a cry. And then I honestly remembered my super inspirational friend, Becca Tobin.
What?
I know. It's crazy. But I remember you saying once your line about man's rejection is God's protection.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
I said that. Seems oddly religious for me.
I know.
Did you say that?
I don't know. I think you may be someone.
I think so. I think I may have repeated that to you.
And I was like, you know what?
Very off-brand.
Here's the great news. I have till September to find a new job. But I'm really sad. I've worked there for 7 years.
Dude,
it's been my dream, flying around the... As much as I complain about being tired, it's been my dream to fly around the world and interview these celebrities and be on these red carpets. And it really has been, a dream come true. And I can't believe I'm, one of five girls doing this job. And I'm really sad. And that's it.
How long has it been on the air for?
It's been on the air for 13 years.
Damn. Jeez.
And, I'm going to go out with a bang. Here's the great news.
Are you going to take your top off?
I might Corinne this whole thing. I might just go crazy.
Probably get a job.
Here's the good news. If you follow me on Poshmark, I'm going to be starting to sell off all my TV clothes on Poshmark, and there's going to be some sweet deals. So get onto my Poshmark right now. But I'm sad. That's it.
That sucks.
Here's my good week, though, just to flip this. I interviewed Gwen Stefani this week, and she had a giant zit on her chin. And
yes.
I thought, God's fair.
God's fair.
She's so freaking beautiful, and she's so tall and gorgeous and funny and kind. And I was just like, you are a 40-year-old woman, and you are covering up that giant pustule, acne zit right now, and I feel better about my life.
That's disgusting.
Love it.
But I do want to mention one thing. I am having a horrible week, and all the Lady Gangers can make it better, because I don't know if you guys heard this before on our podcast. I think you did. We're doing this like survey to figure out like what advertisers you like. So if you go to podcastone.com and you click on survey, you go in and you say that you're a Lady Gang listener, and then you say like which advertisers you liked and which sponsors you liked and which ones you hated. And it helps us like figure out how to get the best sponsors, and it helps us like fund these microphones and our producer and our studio time and all that stuff. So please make my life better, because my television show got canceled. How am I going to pay my mortgage?
Help her.
By going to podcastone.com and entering the survey, please. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Boom.
Sorry. Had to get in there.
Jack, good week, bad week.
All right. So my good week is somebody on our Facebook group tried to Google my name and instead accidentally Googled Jan Vanek. There is a Jan Vanek out there who is...
What's she doing?
It's a guy.
What is Jan Vanek? Oh, Jan's a man?
He has a man
and Jack's
bun.
A girl.
Oh my God. What if Jan Vanek...
And Jack Vanek...
like got married or something? I don't know.
Okay, so he is a self-taught guitarist and great talent, composer, interpreter, multi-instrumental globetrotter jazz man.
I'm uncomfortable.
Jack the Jazzman. Jan the Jazzman.
I have a doppelganger.
What
out
is
there.
Jan a nickname for a man?
I don't know. I think he's French.
Janton.
So Jan, if you're out there.
Okay.
How cool is that? That's like almost me, but a man
but
and
not
a violinist.
Yeah, yeah.
So my bad week was I was in Keystone recently, which is 9,000 feet up in the air, and I get extremely bad altitude sickness. So I was like throwing up all morning when I was there. It was a freaking nightmare. So I was like, I'm going to treat myself. I'm going to get a massage. They have this oxygenated massage thing where they put the tube up your nose and pump oxygen into you so you like feel better.
And suck money out of you.
It was $50 for
the
oxygen.
Exactly.
It was a bunch of bullshit. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting there and she's massaging my back, and then she like flips me over and is doing like my legs or something like that while I'm like laying face up. And I have this oxygen thing in my nose, and it's tickling my nose so badly. And I'm like, don't sneeze. Don't sneeze. Don't sneeze. This is going to be bad if you sneeze. And I sneezed, and the thing flung up and hit her in the face.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you snotted on her face.
I mean, there was a little
bit
of
snot. I'm sure
there
was some of that too.
Just flung
her
in the face.
Did you feel refreshed?
No, I didn't feel better. I was throwing up the next morning.
Damn.
But it was not good.
Damn. Okay, so here's my bad week. So by now I've been to Fashion Week, which I hope was just a huge success. I've steered clear of Fashion Week for a couple years because it's exhausting. It's expensive, and it's not as fun as everyone's Instagram pictures make it look
so
like.
It's so bullshitty now.
Yeah, it's bullshit. So my bad week is hustling around, getting ready to go, and literally being told that you can't sit at someone's fashion show. And then being told, yes, you can come sit, but you can't have front row. And then being told, you can have front row, but we're not going to dress you in our clothing. So it's like all these tiers, like we were talking about that event that Kelty and I went to, how there's like tiers where you realize where you stand.
Yeah.
So it's just the most bleak situation where I'm getting emails left and right from my manager being like, ooh, they can't get you in, or ooh, you're not going to be in the front row, and ooh, they can't like comp you a night at a hotel. Meanwhile, my friends are getting showered with hotels and car services and hair and makeup and clothing in front row. So like that's upsetting to realize that I've come such a long way.
That's also the biggest champagne problem you've ever complained about, I think.
It is, but at the same time, it's like in any industry, I'm just feeling like that's such a literal like measure, like scale. Like it's just showing you exactly where you stand.
Right.
And it's really just kind of crummy.
Yeah. Especially when your friends are getting all the shit.
Yeah. And it makes you want to be like, well, I don't want to go to your stupid show anyway.
Yeah. I'm going
to
sit in sweatpants and drink wine.
But then you have to because you got to play the game. Ugh. So hopefully I had a great time, guys. my good week is that I haven't worked out in 2 weeks and I've lost weight.
Right? This
it's
is
not
the secret.
It's only the secret for you, but for me, in the long-term effects, it's not good. So I know that it's almost that time where it's going to go from like weight loss to suddenly I wake up and I'm like the Michelin man.
Well, have you lost like pounds? Yes. You're probably just losing muscle.
It's not good, but I do feel leaner, and it's kind of nice to feel like, oh my God, I didn't have to work out to lose weight.
You're so thin. You just drink that red wine.
I know.
I'm telling you.
No, I get too bad of hangovers. All right. Miss Jackie Schimmel of the Bitch Bible is going to make us feel so warm and fuzzy for Vagina Day. I mean, Valentine's Day.
Now back to the Lady Gang.
Well, our guest today was so much fun the first time. We decided to go on a second date with her and have her back. She's the CEO and creator of the Bitch Bible site and one of our favorite podcasts, The Bitch Bible, which we know you're listening to because you listen to Lady Gang and then you listen to Bitch Bible and like 2 hours of her life every week gets better. If you are not subscribed and listening to The Bitch Bible, you will really enjoy it if you're a fan of ours. So go on over to iTunes and subscribe, or you can check out her site, bitchbible.com. She hates all the things that we hate, and we cannot wait to enjoy her and hate things today with you. Welcome back to the podcast, Jackie
Schimmel. Woo!
Hey,
thank
girl.
You. Now, lot of people liked it when you were on before.
Really?
Did you get the tweets?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did. But, you know, you never know. Sometimes it's mixed reviews. Sometimes I go too turbo.
Well,
so I'm glad.
That's like our middle name, Too Turbo.
Yeah, we're good. We're podcast soul sisters.
We really are.
I think you were one of our favorite guests for like our listeners.
Not personally. Not personally.
No, we hate
personally,
it.
Personally, one of the worst for listeners. One of the best.
Yeah, I understand. I get that a lot.
So we really can't wait to talk. Like, basically talk shit with you today. So can we just, like, jump right in?
Yes, it's raining. I'm so in the mood to talk shit. I can't even stand it.
Same.
Okay. First, let's talk about Lady Gaga's Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
I'll go first. I like... Because everybody is making these, like, crazy political statements, I kind of like that she just kept it.
Me
like
too.
100%.
I really yes, America, appreciate it. Come together.
She was like the Lady Gang Facebook group. No politics.
She is. But it was nice because there was like a tone.
Yeah.
There was a very like Americana theme.
Right.
But in a positive light. And I think that for her, because she's so outrageous, the smartest move was for her not to do what everyone expected.
Right.
And I'm just seeing the power in that. So I've been practicing that in my own life.
Just
doing what's the least Gaga. Expected.
Ooh.
It's the Gaga your life trick.
I'm trying to Gaga my life too. I loved it. I'm a Gaga fan. I'm like a little monster.
What?
Yes.
I did not expect this at all.
Some people used to be obsessed with her.
I don't know that I'm obsessed with her, but I think she is so authentic.
Mm-hmm.
And I just really fucking like her. Oh, geez.
It's okay.
You lasted 3 minutes.
Jackie lasted 3 minutes without saying the F word on the podcast.
It's because hers is just every other word is F.
I know.
Yes. So I got it out of my system. I'm done now.
Do you think she was authentic when she had those like fake cheekbones glued on her face? Like that Born This Way era?
I think that maybe she just was dieting and she got like a protruding cheekbone. Aren't we all in the pursuit of that?
I think she's authentically weird, and I appreciate that. Like, yes. I really think that there are so many artists out there who try to be like quirky and weird and like me, but really you're just basic, just down low like Taylor Swift.
Vanilla lattes like for days.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I really think she's a genuinely weird person, which I appreciate.
She's an artist.
Yeah. She really is.
I think she did a good job too.
I loved it.
I have to mention the fact that everybody was saying that she was fat.
Ugh. Insane.
Who said that?
The internet said it, Jackie.
Okay.
They're all
egg trolls, and I want to see photos and dimensions of all those people saying she's fat.
But here's what I'm going to say. Put me in the wrong cut of underwear,
and that'll add 10 pounds
to myself.
100%.
I put on a bathing suit the other day that hit me in a spot very, very similarly to where her underwear was hitting her. It's not a great spot to cut yourself off.
You need a high waist.
You need like to go full high or full low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so I understand why she looked like maybe she was not even out of shape. That's like such a ridiculous word to even use, but it wasn't the most flattering. So I do wish she had a more flattering panty on.
I mean, I would give any internal organ to look like that.
Yeah, for sure. She looked amazing.
You know what I mean? Anyone who's saying that is just a bitter little biatch.
And also, I want to like mention that when you like bend over like that, like the space that is like stretched out in a yoga position, like it has to go somewhere.
Yeah.
So it's like
everybody has roles, even if you're a skeleton.
Everyone does. It's just that we don't post pictures on Instagram of like our role pictures
or perform at the Super Bowl in bedazzled underwear.
Isn't it amazing? Right. If that were a man, no one would say a word about his like extra inch of skin.
No, it's crazy.
He's talking about how he crushed it and was doing flips onto the stage, which she was doing while singing. And we're not talking about that, are we? We're talking about her underwear.
It's crazy.
I think she kicked ass. She was so good.
Here's the only thing. I don't want to be a hater. I was expecting more costume.
Did
the cold Coke count as a costume change? Because when she like just threw on a Coke, it was like, I appreciate that the eye makeup went off, like the sticker eye make. I mean, but I was expecting at one point for there to be like a gigantic jacket that like floated or like a headpiece or something. Like I did
labia tassels.
I mean, yeah, I feel like she did keep the costumes pretty low key, and that's only because I was there. No big deal. I was in the sidelines for Katy Perry's
NBD,
and Katy had like some pretty sick costume. Yeah. Moments.
But that's because she can't sing live, so she had to distract from the fact.
Overcompensation,
you know?
Right. Didn't she? Because Lady Gaga didn't have anybody on stage with her. Did Katy Perry have people come on stage
with her? Yeah, she had Missy Elliott.
That's the thing. It's like she could have somebody distract while she did a costume change.
No, it's true. I just kind of expected her to have, like, a cape of some sort. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying I was like, I still thought she did great, but, like, when she came down for the ceiling, like, should she have had, like, a spindle, like, coming
that
out?
Jump, by the way, was amazing.
Well, where did she go?
I don't know, and it was, like, the best thing
like
for me.
Oh, like a foam pit. That's what in my mind, I imagined, like, a foam pit.
The first jump or the last jump?
The last jump.
I liked the first one, where she's just kind of like,
but here's the thing. Jumped off the roof.
Is it real?
No, it was pre-recorded.
That was a pre-record, right?
But it was amazing.
Did you notice it was a pre-record? Like not knowing anything about that world?
I think so, because then all of a sudden she was on like strings coming down.
Yeah. Okay.
Can I just talk about one other thing Super Bowl relevant?
Yeah.
Giselle Snapchatting the second they won the game was just too much for me.
Me too.
It was too much for me to see her take out her phone not more than 30. No. Like 3 seconds.
Yeah, 0.3.
0.3 seconds after the winning touchdown. For her to take out her phone and Snapchat that, it just felt like, and my friend is the wife of Matt Ryan, the other quarterback, so I'm a total hater on Giselle right now.
Okay.
But like, she wouldn't have been doing that. You know what I mean? She would have been like, my husband just won the effing Super Bowl. My child is here. I'm going to like celebrate with the people that actually matter.
Hug my baby.
It's weird. Yeah. It was weird.
Did she take it of herself?
There's like a clip of her going like this to everybody in the box after the touchdown. And then she turns it around on herself and goes like crazy, like the animal
on
Sesame Street.
I wanted to punch her in the face, honestly.
I did too. I was like, ugh. And also, the two of them are just too much.
It's too much.
Too much.
I kind of love them.
Saw her in the hallway, and I was like,
grabbed a lock of her hair.
I honestly didn't even know what to think, because I saw her walking down. She was wearing like denim on denim. First of all, when I do that, I look so lame. And she just looked like effortless and breezy, and like one of the shoulders of her denim shirt would just like haphazardly fallen off her shoulder.
I'm so sure it was probably super glued there.
It was so hot. And she walked by, and I was like, I will never be a full woman. Like, she's like so beautiful.
She's so beautiful.
You know?
Zach does not find her attractive, and a lot of men do not.
That's
she
true.
She has a very specific
she has
look.
An angular
she's modely.
Yeah, she's modely.
Super modely.
And I really appreciate that. He's probably lying to me. But
he's definitely lying.
But I actually do believe him, because he does tell me when other women are really super
hot. No, I think a lot of men don't like
that. But she doesn't
look.
Do it for him. Which, thank you. God is fair. See?
God is fair.
Anyway, I think she's very beautiful, but it's like, here's the thing. She could freak out if that was like his first Super Bowl win after like a long drought or something.
Yeah,
but like, honey's won 5. Like, he just won one two
it's
years
boring.
Ago or last year.
Taylor Swift thing. Like every time she gets an
award, oh my god, I can't believe it happened.
Crying.
You're the best you're the best football player in the history of football.
Like, it'd be more surprising if he didn't win.
Thank you, humility, everyone.
I didn't really watch the games, so
did you eat the foods?
Did I eat the food?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I went. Okay. Down.
Are you in bridal diet
mode?
Yet?
Yeah, like, no, not at all. I'm a stress eater, so we're not there. I'm just praying
you
for...
You look thin, though.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Those
I had the
chaps
stomach
make
flu.
You look thin.
I am. I'm wearing chaps right now. No, I had the stomach flu, so that helped, and then
that's
I binged.
The yeah.
And then now I'm just praying for, like, a tapeworm, like, a month out.
Yeah.
I'm a stress eater. It's not happening.
It's the worst, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Beyonce is pregnant with twins, and she did a fabulously floral pregnancy announcement.
I thought it was a joke.
I thought it was a joke, too.
It's an awkward family photo. Like, it's straight out of an awkward
who
family photo.
Who was it a real photographer that took that photo? Or was it like...
It was Blue Ivy.
Blue Ivy school project.
Center. It's so janky looking.
Who styled it?
She's so shy, guys. She's just an introvert with her, you know, with her boobs and her belly and the Zika net. Like, why are you wearing a... Like, what is going on?
Gotta pray for that non-pinhead.
Oh,
it's
God.
Ridiculous. I'm sorry. And I got... like assassinated on Twitter for saying something.
Oh, the Beehive came after you.
The Beehive stung me. They're like, white people are so annoying. White girls are the worst. And I was like, this has nothing to do with race. It's about Beyonce sitting, going to Michael's, buying some fake florals, perching her pregnant body with a Zika net over her and calling it art. Like, that's offensive to me. I'm sorry. And I'm allowed to say that.
I think any kind of pregnancy photo shoot, and I'm going to get a lot of haters for this, but like, I'm not so on board with the pregnancy photo shoot. You can take them, but no one wants to see that. Like, no. I don't want to see that.
I would take one when I get pregnant one day.
Well, what, like on a sheepskin rug?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It would be obnoxious.
It's weird. Because it's like you're either taking it because you're proud that you stayed really skinny and hot, and that's annoying.
Or you're
to
only
women.
4 months and you don't have like stretch
exactly.
marks.
Exactly. Yeah. The big fat miserable women are not taking pregnancy photo shoots because they don't have anything to rub in your face.
And so they're
it's
crying every day.
Yeah. And they're miserable. So
I'm going to be bunkered down with like a carton of ice cream
Me
and
too.
Like an OC marathon just crying and shoving food down my throat.
Here's the thing. I think sometimes with like the pregnancy photos, you're sort of in on the joke. Like, here I am, you know? Beyonce took that shit so seriously. Like, because it wasn't just the one photo. Like, here, oh my God, look at this backdrop. This would be a great picture. Like, it was a whole photo shoot. She had to hold her breath under the water. Did you see the other ones?
No. That's just dangerous for the baby. I'm
she
sorry.
Had like some chiffon over her boobs and she was doing like an underwater Vogue.
This was a full-on.
There was like
photo
a series.
I'm glad that no one,
a photo series.
Oh, your job is to see
on
those
Beyonce.com.
But yeah. I'm glad that none of us saw them. It means that she didn't succeed in her mission.
Here's what I will say. I'm already tired of these children, and I've only known about them for 3 days.
Seriously.
Poor Blue Ivy. Ugh.
Oh, Blue Ivy is screwed.
So pissed.
Oh, nobody cares about Blue Ivy anymore.
No. She's so pissed.
No, she's pissed. She's so pissed.
Okay. Rightfully so. I get it.
Okay.
I'd be pissed.
Okay, what's going on? Now, here's the Lady Gang.
Let's talk about The Bachelor, please.
Who's starting?
Please. First of all, is Corinne an actress? Like, does she know what's going on?
I have to say, I don't even know who this was. It might have been somebody in the Lady Gang Facebook group that knew her in high school.
Yeah.
Did and you see her like, yearbook photo?
No, is it amazing?
It's her quote.
It's like something ridiculous. It's like, I'm beautiful and I'm hot. And it's not that, but it's
but
something
it's that.
Like
amazing.
That. It's okay. So Corinne.
Yeah, somebody was like, dude, that's exactly how she was in high school. She was a total mean girl, like obsessed with herself.
Oh, gotta
amazing.
Love her. You just gotta love her.
I think she's hot.
She is hot.
She's pretty.
Yeah. She's also she's like 23.
I think she's pretty.
Yeah. She's pretty. I mean, she's dumb. But she's pretty.
I don't know if she's
or
that
is
dumb.
She a genius?
Is she so smart? Because she's definitely getting on Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, for sure.
Like, she's television gold now.
If they were smart, they'd make her the Bachelorette.
Oh, my God.
Well, they made Kaylin the Bachelorette, and she was kind of crazy.
Yeah, she was like a little... She was a slutty Bachelorette, and that's what we want.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Well, apparently, there's supposed to be some big announcement that they've never done before soon. I don't know if it's going to happen before this airs, but...
What do you think it's going to be?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
There's no winner?
I'm so nervous.
I don't know.
Well, who's going to be the Bachelorette?
Someone was joking that he wasn't going to get anybody to say yes.
I mean...
Is that true?
I have no idea. I don't read the spoilers.
From recent episodes, he was, like, having a little meltdown.
Yeah.
He's with a pussy. Am I allowed to say that word on
yes.
this? Oh, great. Yeah. I think Nick's a pussy, and I think... Like, he's so disinterested. He asks all the wrong questions. There's
all
a reason.
All the wrong questions.
Like, what is wrong with you? I think he's there for the wrong reason.
He is. He wants the payday. Yeah.
And he's just, he's foamy at the mouth, and I want to punch him. Like, he's an idiot.
I think he's genuine in wanting to find somebody, but I think that he really wants Corinne and, like, really wants to just have a...
He wants penetration is what he wants. Yeah. That's what he's there for.
Like, yeah. I think
honestly.
He wants to want it, but then he, like, really wants...
He's like half animal,
girl.
Half man. Like, he wants to be a gentleman and be like, ladies, I appreciate your time so much. I've been in your shoes. I know what this is like. And then the other half of him is like, boner, 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 boner.
Oh, totally. 100%. But I just feel like maybe if you've had a problem 4 times now with this whole Bachelor thing, you're the problem.
The common denominator is you.
Sorry, Nick.
Becca's just like, ugh.
Ugh, God.
You hate The Bachelor?
I hate The Bachelor, and I especially hate this Bachelor.
Yeah, well, he's
lame.
He's a pussy.
But it's
that's
so
why.
Good. The season's good.
It is mind-numbing, mm-hmm. and I like a lot of stupid shit.
like
I am not kidding.
Shit.
I like a lot of stupid shit. This is too much for me. I don't know why or how.
What about when the girls start putting out, and then it's like crunch time, and there's like four girls left, and they're throwing their vaginas at him? Like,
no,
that is so fun.
I see that every day. Like, I feel like
welcome to Hollywood.
Where are you hanging out? I need to go. Jeez.
It's like every one of my girlfriends in our 20s. It's
that's
like
true.
Honestly not. It doesn't do it for me. I really wish it did.
Who, Jackie, in your expert opinion,
yes.
Who will be the next Bachelorette?
Ooh.
It's the girl with the,
and who
the
do
black
you think
girl with
win?
The space in her teeth.
Okay, you think?
Not a chance.
Because I
why?
You know
why. Why, Becca?
Because ABC executives, that's why.
I was hoping you would say it, and I wouldn't
have
to.
And that is literally nothing of me supporting that choice, but just me being annoyed that every single season for, 45 years, it's been a white human.
But that's what, that's what I was wondering.
Can we get, a lesbian?
I would love a lesbian.
That's what my mom said last night. But that's what I was wondering, if that's the announcement. Because they're like, it's something we've never done. But I'm like, that's
more
racist.
Maybe it's same sex.
A bisexual bachelor or bachelorette would be the most genius.
They already did that show, Tequila.
And it was so good.
Yes. But an ABC Tequila?
No, it's going to be, I bet it's same sex. I bet it's going to be like.
But they also did that with that Lance Bass show.
Yeah, but not on ABC.
Not on a major network.
Yeah.
I think it bombed.
I think Vanessa's going to win.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that
Vanessa's going to win because he cried on that date, really early, remember?
She's the only one he likes.
Will you pass me a Skittle?
Well, he also really likes Rachel Gaffney.
That's what I'm talking. Rachel Gaffney is going to be the bachelorette.
Kind of.
100%. They're setting her up.
Or do you think she's just a diversity stay? Like, they're ABC's trying to clear their name.
I also have to say, I think they're trying to make her the bachelorette. Yeah. But if you look at all of their Instagram followers, because I follow them all because I'm a freaking psychopath.
Mm-hmm.
She has 40,000, and Vanessa has 200,000.
And Sarah has 150,000. I was like, you just
who's Sarah?
I know! Who the hell is Sarah?
She's a big smile.
With big teeth and the cool hair.
She's pretty.
She's very pretty. She got kicked off
2 weeks ago.
She wore the blush lace dress when she got kicked off.
Well, you guys, let's not forget who's watching this show. That's all I have to say.
White people.
Oh. Okay. I like what you did there, and I'm with you on that.
I just want you to think about it.
Okay. Corinne would be the sickest bachelorette.
So good.
It would be to die for. She brings her nanny. Ugh.
And the nanny, picks for the first couple weeks.
Oh, my God.
That has to be fake.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
She went on and said, it's really just her housekeeper.
Well, yeah, obviously.
But
she calls her nanny.
Which is just even worse.
Honestly, I...
Way to go, ABC.
Yeah.
I'm going to put this out
ABC.
There, though. You guys know that I pay an assistant to, help me do things, and she's pretty much my nanny.
You would never refer to her as your nanny, though.
Yeah, it's
no, I wouldn't, but,
I love when Corinne's who's emotionally intelligent now, bitch?
Oh, my God,
I
love her.
Oh, my God, she's so turbo. She's so great.
You still don't know
she's always wasted. I'm obsessed with her.
I know, she's always this,
always.
And then I thought, hold on, blah, 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 blah. Okay, anyway, we have to move on.
Yes.
Meghan Markle is dating Prince Harry, and now she's wearing a ring that has an H in it.
Ooh.
Like an initial ring.
How long have they been dating for?
Well, I think publicly 2 months, but I think they were together 6 months before.
Girl, get
will
it.
She marry him?
Mm.
She should.
I don't think so.
No?
Really? Mm-hmm. Think it's too much?
Because she's black?
No,
nope. Just kidding.
Is she black?
No, I don't think so.
I think she's, is she
Mexican?
Half black? Half
no, white? I think she's, yeah, she's half something. She's very pretty. She's
beautiful. Just saying no because... She's been married before.
Mm-hmm.
She has?
Mm-hmm. There was all this stuff that came out. Her ex-husband's so pissed that he leaked all these, slutty pictures of her.
I know. It's really nasty.
I thought she was
really
young.
I'm going to Google that when I get home.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't think so. All I know is that all my Hollywood actress friends are pissed because they're like, we didn't get the memo that he was, in our category. We're upset. We haven't been trying to date. We've been trying to date Orlando Bloom. We should have been trying to date a freaking prince.
Seriously.
Would be my number one choice,
honestly,
dude.
I remember. This is so mean.
I have a friend who had sex with him.
Oh,
Prince Harry?
How was it?
Mm-hmm. Is he circumcised?
No.
Oh.
No?
No?
Does he have red ball hair?
In Europe.
Europe.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a really general statement. I'm very sorry.
No, but it's true.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. It's not as common.
How did she say the sex was?
She said he was very boring.
Really?
Yeah.
When you're a prince, you don't have to be
You don't
good
have to work.
That.
It's like Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, it's like having sex with
anybody who's ever been famous.
Yeah.
That never had to work for
right.
it.
But he's still a prince, so let's be real. We'd all be
honestly,
on board.
Honestly, it's been an epic career move. Epic.
I didn't even know who she was before.
I was at the Elle Women in TV event like 2 years ago covering it. And like, I thought she had a really pretty red dress on. And my husband watches Suits, which is like, you know, an okay show that does fine. And I like only took her on the red carpet to be like, nice because her dress was pretty, but like right. we were never going to air it, and now she's going to be the princess.
Oh yeah, I feel like
it's the best career. No one knew who she was. The Tig, the Bitch Bible, is getting more hits.
Oh, that's rough.
What is the Tig?
That's her blog, her fashion lifestyle
what
blog.
What does TIG stand for?
I have no idea.
The Ooh. It Girl,
the Tig.
Ew.
The yeah. It Girl. Mm-hmm. You think?
I hope that so. Is the word. If that's what it is,
that is so.
I'm
dumb.
Hoping. I'm really hoping.
Oh my gosh, I hope so too.
Let's research this.
That's okay. awful.
J-Lo and Drake, we thought were a couple, but then this is my favorite thing about Jennifer Lopez. She started like passively aggressively tweeting, and I think it's over.
What did she say? Naturally.
Let me look it up.
Because I was excited about that.
Do we think it's a good couple?
He's a nice Jewish boy.
Is he Jewish?
He is Jewish, like bar mitzvah boy Jewish.
Really? Oh.
He is like a unicorn. He's a Jewish rapper. And he was on Degrassi, which is, I mean, Jimmy. Did anyone watch that show?
I never
Degrassi.
Watched it.
Degrassi.
Oh, isn't that a Canadian show?
It's like a Canadian soap opera.
Yes. Getting this mind and body ready for Vegas.
That's oh, not, my God, with the
underboob.
Is that passive aggressive, though, or would she do that?
That's not even the worst one. That was just one I watched.
No, that's just J-Lo.
I think that's just J-Lo.
Yeah.
But I mean,
her body is insane.
Who took that photo?
I would like her to be with like an older businessman, someone right. out of the limelight.
Yeah, it's why she always going for the youngies.
No, she's. I'm not down for that. Even though she's J-Lo and she can do whatever the hell she wants, I just think I love me some Drake, but I don't get that.
It's like she wants to be with a man who she can control a little bit.
I think we had this conversation.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, we'll move on.
Okay. I think it was literally last week.
50 Shades Darker.
We also had this conversation.
We did?
Yeah. In the darker, he like asks to marry her, right?
And there's like some creepy,
some crazy
ghost girl.
Pass up, tries to shoot her
yeah.
or something.
I don't yeah. know. I hear this one is like, I thought the
there's
first
anal
one,
in this one.
No.
Anal beads.
How do you show right. anal sex?
I have no idea.
I
haven't seen
it. I think you do.
I think you allude to an anal bead. Like,
how do you allude to an anal bead?
The way they did it in Brokeback Mountain, where he like spits on his hand and then.
But also in Brokeback Mountain, you're like assuming it's anal.
Well, yeah, because there's only one hole.
I think
hole.
You're going to
yeah.
know. Like, my face before anal would be something different than my face before just regular penetration.
Yeah. Horror.
It would be like Tears. Holding in the biggest bowel movement of my life.
It would be major clenching mixed
so
with
clenching.
Horror and shame.
Yeah, and a double chin, I'm sure, would work its way in there as well.
Agreed. And, yeah. like texting a divorce lawyer.
Yeah.
But here's what's crazy is Jamie Dornan and Dakota Fanning are presenting at the Oscars.
Who's Dakota Fanning?
Dakota Johnson. They are presenting at the Oscars. The Oscars, the Academy Awards are like, you know what? We need to get that promo in for 50 Shades Darker. They're going to present after their greatest cinematic
anal sex.
Masterpiece is the anal sex number 2 in the 50
so
Shades
bizarre.
Darker movie series. Like, Jesus.
And they're both white people. So Oscar's so white, still white.
Still very, very white.
That Oscar's really still like anal.
The whitest story, too.
The whitest story.
It's so white. It's
like, just
who
a,
do you go and see that
white
movie
girl.
With, though? Like,
with
do you go
your girlfriends?
Rich white guy.
Yeah.
I went to the first one as a like a press screener, and it was so, awkward because
oh
there's
God.
Two types of people in those movies, right? There's adults that are like watching. And they're like, and they just watch it in peace and just kind of like live it. And then there's like the rest of us that are like,
oh, totally.
Like they start like whipping each other, and you're like, ah! You just look
it's so
around.
Awkward. You can't even like make eye contact with
no,
someone.
Oh my God. Because you're dare. I don't want to look like I'm enjoying it. I don't want to be like, yeah.
Totally.
Like rubbing my clit in the movie theater in the third row.
Like, yeah, you text, you go to the bathroom like during the anal scene. Like it's so uncomfortable.
Especially if
it's
there's so like uncomfortable. Co-workers around you. Like you said, you went to a screener for it.
Yeah.
Are there like people you worked with there?
No, my boss is behind me. I'm like, yeah. This movie's great.
And you can't go alone because then you're like Megan's Law. Then you're just a creep, like just sitting in the theater by yourself.
You're listening to The Lady Gang.
Okay, here's a question I've never asked before.
Oh.
What is, now we can't use the F word, but insert the F word into the sentence.
Okay.
What is one thing you used to beep about and now you don't give a beep about?
You used to
wait, what?
About?
This is a question. One thing that you used to care about a lot.
I used to give a...
Yeah, and okay. Now you don't care about.
You missed a couple
ad libs.
Whatever.
Okay, something you used to care about and now yeah, that you don't care about.
Like back in the day, you were so concerned with this and now you're like, now you I don't care no at mm. all.
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh. This is a good question. Like...
Like, I wish I could say Instagram followers, but I still really care about
that. I was going to say that, too, but then I would be lying because Twitter? I still, like...
Twitter?
Oh, Twitter followers.
I still care about my Twitter.
I don't. You do? I don't even go on Twitter anymore.
I know, me either.
I get... But if you tweet us, it is us responding, everyone.
It's true.
No, I'm getting off the Twitter thing because I used to respond to everyone and get in, like, full-blown altercations with people.
I'm
like,
remember.
Whatever, troll, egg. Like, I would just go so, like, I'd have a visceral reaction and I'd borderline verbally assault these people that mean nothing. And I'm starting to get off that because you have to think, like, that is so nice that they took time out of their day.
Mm-hmm. To talk shit to you?
To talk shit. And you know what? A download's a download, okay? It's so true. A listen's a listen.
Even if they're hate listening.
Yeah,
like, it doesn't matter to you.
What are they doing with their life? And it's such a cliche. I'm going to think of something better because that's like the most basic thing. Like, oh, my haters. Like, I hate that word. When people like dress their haters, like, please, come on.
I have mine.
Oh, tell me.
I'm getting over. I used to care a lot that every single person liked me, and now I don't care. I've really like gotten clean of that. Like yesterday, I was at this press junket, and this one star was acting up, and literally,
who?
Adam Levine.
Oh, I didn't think you were going to say it. So, I love you.
No, I'll tell you the whole story. Adam Levine is the worst person to interview. I love him so much, but he's the worst because he does not want to be there at all.
Really?
0%.
I feel like he's
and
like
so,
a
like,
nice
from
guy.
Across the room, we're in our little interview pod. He's like yelling at Blake Shelton, like, F this, F that, F this, F that. And I'm like, and I literally look at him. I'm like, all right, well, if you all want to have a conversation, Blake, why don't you come over? And Blake comes into my shot, and they're acting all crazy. And then they walk away. And then the publicist was like, you can't use that. You can't use all four of them in your shot. That was not pre-decided. Like, you can't use it. And I literally just gave her the blank eye and was like, I'm so sorry. This is above my pay grade. You're going to have to call the producer at the show. Like, I can't do anything about it. And, like, before I'd be like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Oh, yeah, okay, we won't use it. But I was literally like, I don't care. Like, I don't care if you like me. That was the best moment of my interview. Adam was acting like a jerk. So, you
know. He's acting like a dink.
I don't care. And also... P.S. Like before that, I was so tired, I laid on the floor and took a nap on my purse. And guess who stepped over me? Gwen Stefani. And, and then we sat up there and I was like, girl, today is so bleak. And she's like, oh, you're having a rough one. I was like, I have not slept yet. I'm so tired. And she's like, ooh, sorry for you. And I was like, I don't even care if you hate me, Gwen Stefani. I don't care.
Oh, I like that one. That's a good one.
I don't care anymore. Like, honestly, I'm happy you're here, Jackie, but I don't care if you like it.
Oh, well, I'm going to go. I want to change mine.
Okay, change yours.
Fake friends, acquaintances. No, I'm over acquaintances. I am so sick of small talk and being like, how are you? We should hang out. We should get drinks sometime.
Let's keep it
touch. We shouldn't.
No. I don't want to hang out with you. I mean, I like you, but I, no.
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous. It's crazy.
No, you
don't have to do that. It's such bull, and it's so stupid to feel like you have to validate what you had with like a BS plan.
Yeah,
we don't like, have to be friends. It's totally fine. I love that about people when you know, you just know your boundaries. I cannot stand when a bitch that you are kind of friends with manifests like a fake friendship where you're so close and you're not.
Yeah.
And that's totally okay.
Uh-huh. And like piggybacking onto that, going and doing plans that you don't want to go or do.
No. No, it's over.
I used to do that all the time. And that's
so 2016, I'm over it.
That's what gave me all of my social anxiety. I'm like, I have social anxiety because I'm going out to clubs or whatever with people I don't know.
You go up in the club.
First of all, no one should be going to the clubs ever.
This is when I was like 19.
Don't ever go to the clubs, guys. It's not worth it. Stay at home.
It's never worth it.
But no, it's true.
Yeah, it's you don't have to do that. And then you end up hanging out with people you probably don't really like because you don't have the same interests.
My favorite thing is getting those Evites like, oh my God, it's my birthday party. And I'm just like, sorry.
Decline.
Oh, birthday party.
Birthday
well,
parties
we've
are
about
stupid.
That. No birthday
Becca?
Parties.
I don't know. I feel
Did
like
you
I've
ever
never
care?
Really cared.
You just give no Fs
ever.
I don't know.
You should aspire to that.
I probably did... go to too many social engagements because I felt obligated and now I just don't care.
Yeah.
A friend of mine actually taught me a very valuable lesson because when people bail on you, you kind of do get a little butthurt and you sort of do like
say something nasty or whatever, because you're like, why did they bail on me? Or like, what do they have better to do? Or blah, 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 whatever.
Right.
But then I realized that like 9 times out of 10, I'm the person bailing.
Oh.
And my friend one day was like, just let them do their thing. Like, who cares? Just let everybody do what they want to do. And I was like, that's kind of nice. Just let everybody do what they want to do.
You do you.
I have to say too, I know you said people get butt hurt, but I think most of the time people don't get butt hurt.
If it's for something,
if it's a big group,
if it's dinner on a weekday,
or like you meeting,
no
up
one
with
cares
them
when someone else bails.
Yeah. I can't be friends with people that get too sensitive. It's like, you know, I want to be home alone. Give me a break.
Yeah, 100%. Okay, what is one star you secretly love that you'd never admit until now?
A star?
Yeah, like a celebrity.
What if you're like
Donald Trump?
I don't know.
Low-key obsessed with Elizabeth Berkley. No one even knows who she is anymore.
What? Showgirls, of course.
Showgirls is the best movie of all time.
Yeah.
Very obsessed with her. Don't know where she is or what she's doing. I hear she's awful.
Awful?
But I'm a little obsessed with her.
Okay.
It's the first person that comes
to mind. It's pretty
random.
Okay. It's very random.
Jack, do you have anyone?
I don't know. I need to think. Who's your...
So we had a lot of like guest stars come on Glee, and they were like sometimes huge people like Gwyneth Paltrow, and sometimes like whatever reality stars. But the one person that put me into a tailspin and I couldn't even talk around was Jennifer Coolidge.
I love her.
Bend and snap?
Yep.
Oh, I love her.
Weird.
She is like, I couldn't even speak.
I
just
so
love
get
her
that.
So much.
Oh, she's so great. I completely understand.
Thank you
that.
For understanding that.
Yes, we get each other.
Okay, last thing before we go to Ask Lady Gang. What is one Instagram account that you follow that no one would expect?
Oh. Oh, my God. There are so many. Basically,
I'm
every
going
housewife.
To mine right now.
No, I would totally expect you to follow all the housewives.
I know.
Housewives.
What am I talking about?
Okay, go to your little Instagrams, girls.
I'm okay. I'm just, you know what the best thing to do is go through your stories?
Oh, okay.
Because that's where I'm always like, ooh, I hope no one sees that I'm following this person.
Okay. What do we follow? I follow a lot of animals. Like, I follow the kangaroo sanctuary, and they have, like, a lot of baby kangaroos.
I follow this bird that has no hair. Or hair.
That's really sad.
Feathers.
I don't follow animals.
It's so cute.
Because the people who run those accounts freak me out.
They're so cute.
Does anyone follow Pumpkin the raccoon?
No.
No.
Oh, there's a raccoon in the Bahamas, and it has like a dog friend. It's called Pumpkin, and they call it Pump for short. And like every day he tells a little story about his day through photos.
That's kind of sad.
Okay. Wow.
I follow so Goop, and I'm like so anti-Goop.
Okay.
I follow
that's a good
it
one.
Yeah. Because it like gives me the cringe sweats, but like I also sometimes go on Goop and like look at the recipes and shit.
And like wish you could buy
but
something.
But I'm like, ugh, this is so pretentious. I'm like, but where does you go to eat in Paris? And then I like do the Goop city guides, and I hate myself.
Yeah.
But you still do it.
But yep. I still do it, and I feel good getting
you
that
guys.
Out.
I recently did a purge, so like. It really isn't people who...
None of the embarrassing accounts that used to be there?
Did
we make the cut?
No, you didn't, actually.
Funny story.
Oh,
I work with you guys, but
probably,
not
like,
friends.
I'm still following, like, wedding dress designers. I should probably unfollow them because it makes me want to, like... It gives me PTSD.
Okay.
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
I don't know. I guess...
You've got to have a lot. Aaron Carter?
Well, yeah, obviously. I think... I don't know that I wouldn't admit, probably nobody, but I'm like weirdly obsessed with the WWE and like everybody in it.
That's so weird. That's
I find that very weird because you know it's fake, right?
Yes.
You know it's acting?
It's acting.
Yeah, it's acting. I just love that.
Becca, have you ever auditioned?
No. I mean, I'm way too petite.
Frail, some might even say.
Yeah, I'm so skinny. There's no way.
I am wildly too thin for that.
I'm so tiny.
It's like insane.
But you could probably get some really good air off that third rope.
Listen, I was a gymnast,
you
a meddling gymnast.
You could be thrown around pretty easily.
You would be amazing, actually.
Maybe, never say never, guys.
Small fry.
Here I am on a podcast.
What would be your song, your entrance song?
Oof.
Eye of the Tiger.
No, I'd be like, in my mind thinking that, though.
But it'd be like Big Willie Styles.
No. Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Maybe something reggae?
Oh, nice. Relaxing. Very cool.
Chill.
You roll up with a joint?
Yes. It's a whole Bob Marley kind
of
thing.
Yeah, maybe I'd be like a Baba Marley.
Just what's like happening, Baba Marley? Okay, well, that was fun. Let's talk about your wedding for a second.
Okay.
You're close. Do you have a dress?
I do have a dress.
Do you want to ask Becca for any advice? Because she's a recently newlywed.
Yeah. Kind of.
Don't do it.
All right.
But Jackie's not like you. She's like, she has like a little bit of girly wedding vibes. Like, you'll be posting Instagrams and be like, these are
you
so bridal.
You definitely have a wedding hashtag. I think we've talked about it.
Oh, I do. I do. Mm-hmm. It's Yas to the Haas, which took me amazing. Quite a long time because it's really hard to rhyme something with Haas.
Congratulations.
Are you going to change your name? You might be able to get a real job now.
I know,
because when people Google you, you're screwed.
Oh, I could never.
What did you do in your last job, Jackie? Oh, I created the bitch Bible.
Oh my God,
sound like a great employee.
Yeah. No, I'll never be able to like do anything professional again.
But Jackie Haas is like, she's a badass. She wears a pencil, like a pinstripe.
It's almost like waspy sound.
Yeah, it's very waspy.
I love
that.
She's
an MBA.
Yeah. Oh, I love that even more. Yeah, I'm gonna change my name, but not. I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, I'm a nobody, so I could change it. That's easy, right?
You could change it.
Keep it as Jackie Schimmel for Bitch Bible and then be
Jackie Haas everywhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cute.
What did you diet before your wedding?
I worked out a ton.
You worked out a ton. Mm-hmm. See, that's what I need help with because
Barry's boot camp.
No, that's not happening for me.
It was a 5-minute run.
Like, I cannot do it. I can't do it. I can't go to a gym. I won't go to a trainer. I mean, I'm just. So you are what you are.
So I think just do some like body positivity things in the mirror and just.
Do you think I could like
just manifest
the secret that shit?
You might be able to. Yeah. If I believe something is working so much that it may or may not be working, but I feel thinner.
It's the placebo effect.
It's the placebo effect.
I need that because I'm just not going to do anything about it.
The Bulletproof diet I've been reading recently, and I do feel like there's something to it.
The Bulletproof coffee?
Yeah.
I want to say on your coffee table, just do some like the only part you really have to worry about is this.
Unless you
that
sleeves.
Is exactly what
the
I'm
underneath
about.
The arm flap.
You could just get some like 5-pound weights and do like some random arm.
It's
exercises.
Too late for cool sculpting.
Just if you can't have to tan it.
Yeah.
Oh,
and you can't tone it tan. It. Actually, cool sculpting, you do have enough time.
Yeah, actually, you do. You have
to. If you went today,
I did my chin.
Okay, I'm gonna make it.
Gotta go.
See ya.
Bye, Jackie.
Little lipo or something.
It's too late for that.
It's definitely
yes,
too late.
Yes, you don't need any complications to set back your wedding date.
I'm just going like to a third world country and praying for the best.
Okay.
When we come back, we're going to help you fix your life because obviously Jack is the best advice.
Hey, ladies! Get funky.
Ask the Lady Gang.
Okay, well, you've done this before.
Yes.
Are you ready to give some advice?
Always. Some very misguided advice.
It's different from any other week.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, before we start, if you guys want 20% off jackvanek.com, use code LADYGANG. Okay. Our first question comes from Elena. She says, so I live in a very nice apartment complex that has strict rules from pet noises to the speed limit in the parking lot. One of the reasons my husband and I bought an apartment here was because of this. We are very much rule followers, which Kelty will love.
That's my favorite question of all time.
And are careful to make sure we don't bother anyone. Well, lately we've noticed a couple neighbors speeding through the parking lot and not driving in the right lane.
No way.
This annoys me a lot because we've seen them doing it a lot and they don't seem to care and think that they can get away with anything. Should I go talk to them, ignore them, or what?
What a narc.
You sound like just a kidding. Fun time, Elena.
So fun.
I actually have this problem on my street. Like, people speed up the street, and it's really annoying. I thought about this. I don't know if you can do it. I still have to look into it. But someone mentioned calling the local police precinct and being like, for a couple days, can you have someone out there writing tickets.
Is there a speed limit, though?
On my street?
Yeah.
There's a speed limit on every USA street roadway. Yeah,
Jack. Well, Jack drives a Jeep with a yin-yang sign on the back. She has no idea about
but
speed
wait
limits.
A second.
What are speed
this
limits?
This is in the parking lot of their apartment. It's
and
not
what,
like they're going...
Hold on. Did you not pass your driver's test?
Is there... What
there's
is it, five
a parking lot speed limit across the world.
I don't remember.
I mean... That's like, go speak to the manager of the apartment building and just no confrontation necessary unless you want, like, a bag of dog shit in your front door.
Yeah, imagine somebody coming up to you and, like, bitching to you about something that you don't think is a big idea.
I would cut them. I'd be like, really? Really?
Or and then you'd keep doing it.
Just
worse.
Throw an animal in front of their car next time and that'll teach them.
I'm going to say this. Elena, forget these bitches. As a fellow rule lover, I understand your frustration and I understand understand how grating it is to see someone breaking the rules day after day after day and not being able to do anything.
Kelsey is so intense.
So here's what you do. If you have an apartment, then you have a superintendent. So you need to find out what the car is and leave an anonymous note on their windshield.
Oh my God.
That says, "Hi, I've seen you speeding through the parking lot. I have a tiny baby, and I wouldn't ask unless I was worried about her because she's walking really fast right now, and I don't want her to get hurt. Please be respectful of the speed limits." Anonymous.
Okay.
That's
I'm into that. That's
I mean, I guess, yeah, that's fine. You just don't want to put your name, and then you're that
And then a voodoo doll.
Ooh.
Don't put your name.
Don't put your name.
But I hate people that break rules.
And don't talk to them in person. That's just
no, do not talk to them in person.
That, yeah,
anonymous.
That's mortifying.
That was actually a really good answer.
Thanks. Okay. I'm used to people breaking the rules.
Jesus. Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you guys ever get a note in your car after podcast taping, you'll know it's from me.
Don't worry. I didn't even anonymous. Need to hear that to know that.
Okay. Our second question comes from Carla. She says, "I'm a divorced single mom of three. I've been divorced for 2 years, and I am now in a relationship with a woman. However, not long ago, while being intimate with me, she fell asleep?" Question mark.
Oh.
I mean, how does that even happen? "I know people are human and need sleep. It hurt me to the core. Not just once in one evening. It was twice. What am I supposed to think and feel? What would you do?" Did she take an Ambien? What the hell?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes people get really tired, or she's not a lesbian and she's just dabbling in the lady pool and she wants to go back to the other team and then she's pretending to fall asleep.
I don't think you should ever take people falling asleep personally. Yeah. Like, whether it's the time I fell asleep watching Becca on Glee, or the time I was listening to Bitch Bible
with
you and Stassi and I fell asleep, or the time I was, like, drinking tea out of my Jack Vanek Man Tears mug and then I fell asleep before I finished it. Sleep, if you're like me, you go from on to off without a moment's notice. She loves you. You're in a relationship. You've been going on with her. There's a lot to your... I don't think it's a big deal.
People don't mean
people
it.
People have to fall asleep.
Like, they don't do it on purpose.
If she was like, "Ooh, your vagina smells so bad," then I'd be worried. But she literally is like, "I love this so much. Oh my God, I'm sleeping.
I feel so comfortable with you."
Yeah, exactly.
And also, as a woman, I think that, like, we have better ways of communication if she, like, wasn't into it.
100%.
I don't think,
lesbians are good communicators, okay? They would be able to, like, talk about it and have a kumbaya and then go to Home Depot or something.
Carla, don't take it personally.
Don't. Carla, you're fine.
Your vag is pristine.
Wait, no.
It's what did Corinne
say? My heart is gold and my vagine is platinum.
God, it's so good.
So bad.
Okay, our last question comes from Liz. And she says, "I'm 25 and my boyfriend of 4.5 years and I want to move in together this upcoming September. And my parents are very, very against it. One is religiously against it, and one just believes I would be disrespecting myself and making a huge mistake not waiting for marriage. What would you ladies do in my situation?"
Ooh. You have absolutely got to live with him before you get married.
I 100% agree.
1,000%.
Why is that a rule that people try to adhere to?
It's a lot of the time religious.
I blame Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Does anyone listen to Dr.
I love
Laura?
I love her.
Unbelievable. She says that if you live with someone, you're basically like an unpaid hooker. Because you're giving away the milk without buying.
These bitches are giving it away for free anyway. They're just not sleeping in the bed with you, which is even more like a hooker.
It's not like they're not having sex.
Yeah.
Here's what I think it's so important that you live together, because you don't really know someone until you have to, like, do a second flush for them when they forget a little bit in the toilet.
That's true.
When you know, like, am I going to be able to make it through?
Yeah, it's something that's all you have to do before you take the next step. I don't understand how people don't live together and then they get married and then it's like a whole other adjustment. I can't.
Yeah, you're throwing like two gigantic
punches. And I'm not talking like I live with you on the weekends, we stay at your house. I'm talking day in, three menstrual cycles worth.
Yeah.
You
know?
You'll know.
You should just have a conversation with your parents and be like, "This is my life and this is my choice and this is my relationship, and I'm very sorry if you see this as being disrespectful, but I have to do what I'm comfortable with and that's what this is." And
they've also been together for almost 5 years. Yeah. Like, that's
it's
insane.
Time. Yeah. And like, then listen to Cheryl Burke's episode.
Your cherry has been popped.
Yeah, honey. Okay.
Love it.
On that note, please, how many episodes of Bitch Bible do you have now?
Oh, God.
I was on iTunes, like, yesterday. There's, like, it just goes forever.
I think like, almost 100 or over 100. I don't keep track.
And it comes out every Tuesday?
Every Tuesday.
So that means you have 2 hours of listening perfection on
your favorite
iTunes,
people
to our favorite blonde basic biatches. We love you so much. Please, everyone, go check out Bitch Bible. Also, check out Jackie's podcast, Bitch Bible, which is awesome, which I just said, but I really mean it.
So many plugs. Thank you.
And where should we go follow all your wedding information on Instagram?
At Jackie Schimmel.
Yeah, spell it for us.
J-A-C-K-I-E-S-C-H-I-M-M-E-L.
And while you're at it, please follow Becca Tobin. She's so thirsty for Instagram. Like, mm-hmm. so annoying. It's Becca Tobin. Although, I do have to say, your Instagram revamp has
on
been
fleek,
looking
right?
real
it
cute.
Is on That's fleek. Right.
At Jack Vanek and at Kelty Knight. And I need you more than ever. You guys know why. And follow the Lady Gang. And make sure you join our secret No Drama Facebook group. And also, head on down to theladygang.com to pick up your Lady Box and all of your Lady Gang information. We love you so much. And... see you next Tuesday. Yay!
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com. Thanks for listening.